Hello. Welcome to Wine Down with MJ, where I will be drinking water and talking about wine or alcohol or any of those things that you're working on changing your relationship with. Welcome. It is the late afternoon and the sun is beaming in my window. So if it seems bright in here, it is. It is. So welcome, welcome. We are here alone. There is not another coach here. It is just you and me and a few of our friends. So I'm going to ask that if you are in the chat, hey Megan. Oh, hey Megan. How's it going? Make sure if there's anything that you desperately want me to see, look in, put it in the Q&A for me because sometimes the chat gets crazy and I may not be able to see it. So make sure that you use the Q&A for questions for me. So what are we going to be talking about? This call is for anyone who likes a drink like I do, but would like to change your relationship with alcohol. And this also includes other legal substances that you may be using, and that may, when you use those other legal substances, they may increase your urges to eat. Maybe you just don't like the way that you feel when you drink or you use those substances, and you're interested in changing your relationship with those things. I have not told my story in a super duper long time. I will start there. And this is literally open coaching. So if you think you have a problem though, if you get shakes or you have physical withdrawal symptoms when you do not drink, this is not the place for you. You need to this is for coaching around people who don't have a physical addiction to alcohol, but do want to work on their relationship with alcohol. So or other substances. And so that is what this call is for. So if you know that you're going to want coaching on your relationship with alcohol, go ahead and raise your hand and I will get through as many folks as I can. So this call is not for, you may want to quit drinking and that's fine and we can work on that. But this is not like I'm going to join this call because I want to be a teetotaler, whatever. But I will tell you a little bit about my story first, and then just because to have it on the record. But, just to give you an update of where I started. So, when I found No BS, I was drinking 4 to 6 glasses of wine every day, 7 days a week for a long time. My joke was I drank coffee all day till it was time to drink wine, and then I drank wine till it was time to go to bed. And so I did that for a while, even after I joined the membership. And just by paying attention to doable hunger, my weight was dropping. It was amazing. Then I noticed that my scale was slowing down. I was not losing weight. I knew that I was following doable hunger. I was doing my plans. I was finally drinking water. God love us. So the joke with my friends was always, MJ will do anything in the world for you, just not after 5 o'clock, because at 5 o'clock, she's drinking and we're good. So we can't get ask MJ for any favors after 5. She can't come bail us out of jail because she will end up in jail herself. So I decided I wanted to change my relationship with alcohol. I didn't even know what I wanted it to look like. I knew though that I did not want to drink as much as I had been drinking. And so we always talk about small 1% level ups inside of No BS. It's exactly what I did. So the first thing I decided to do was only one bottle of wine a day. I wasn't drinking more than one bottle every day, but there were a good many days a week that I would open up that second bottle and drink a couple more glasses out of the second bottle. So my first level up was only one bottle of wine a day. That was it. No more than 4 glasses. Well, who are we kidding? For me, it was 2 glasses because we all know 4 glasses and a bottle of wine. Who the fuck does that? I did that for a while and it was very uncomfortable. I will tell you, like, for somebody who just drank until it was time to go to bed, it was not fun. I didn't enjoy it. But then once I got more comfortable with that, I started one bottle every 2 days. So 2 glasses of wine a day or 1 glass of wine, depending on how you pour. I did that for a while, but I will tell you the first day I had decided, like on a Monday, I was going to drink one bottle of wine every 2 days. Guess what happened on Monday? I drank the whole bottle. And so Tuesday I had nothing. That was really uncomfortable. I remember even calling my best friend that night. I was like, you know, I've made this commitment. I overdrank last night and I said one bottle every 2 days. So Wednesday is when I'm open, but it just kept progressing until finally I was only drinking on the weekends. And my relationship with alcohol has changed. It's ebbed and flowed, just changed, you know. I've done different things throughout my whole process, but now it is, you know, sort of set up the way that I want it. You know, everybody's relationship with alcohol, what you want to do is totally, you know, just very much what you want your relationship to alcohol with alcohol to be. I will tell you how it fits into doable planning. You do want to plan your wine. You want to plan your alcohol. You want to plan those sorts of drinks on your plan, but please, I always say this, don't wait for hunger. Like, God bless, eat something before you drink, because it will just hit, it'll hit different if you wait for hunger. So don't wait for hunger to drink. That's our one, like, caveat. Like, you don't have to wait until you're, you know, truly hungry to have wine. Don't. So that is my story. And I am here to help you figure out the relationship that you want with alcohol and to help you figure out how to stick to a plan. And that's what we're going to do here. We're going to be here for an hour. I already have a few hands raised. Amber is first and then Jody is second. So I'm going to go ahead and promote Amber to panelist. And please remember, y'all, if you've got questions, you know, post them in the Q&A. Make sure you do that. And make sure you're, I'm usually not running these calls by myself. Make sure your stuff is set to everyone, not just panelists or whatever. I did try to promote you, Amber, but it didn't. Oh, you declined. So Jody, and then Megan, my friend Megan. All right, Jody. Hello.
Hi. Hello.
How's it going, Jody?
Good. So I am a lot like you, you know, bottle and a half girl, sometimes two, back in the day. So I think I'm struggling with, so backing up 2020 pandemic. Went on a health kick, quit drinking wine, cold turkey, was just, you know, had the mindset I'm going to get healthy and do everything and anything I need to get healthy. And I lost 70 pounds really fast and I've had some big tea, gained it all back, but I have added back alcohol in the last year or so. I'm not drinking as much as I used to. So I'm thankful that, you know, I haven't gotten, I cut myself off at a bottle. I'm like, you are not going to go back, you know, to a bottle and a half. And I try not to drink every day and I'll go several days without having wine. And I feel like my husband is an alcohol pusher. He'll offer to go to the store. You know, I'll have it in my mindset. I'm not going to drink today. And then he'll be like, oh, I'll go to the store and get refreshments. Even though he's not drinking, but he wants to go get his non-alcoholics and his cigarettes. And that's his way of getting what he wants to, because he knows I'm having a hard time. I'm having a hard time with self-control is what I'm having a hard time with. And I have it in my mind, as long as I drink wine every day, I'm not going to lose weight again. I mean, it's way too much sugar. You know, it's empty calories. You know, if you drink a whole bottle, that's at least 500 calories. And it's just, and then you eat, you lose control. You'll eat more or you won't stop at enough, which I'm having a problem realizing when I know when I'm hungry, but I'm having a hard time gauging when I've had enough.
Okay.
So
what do you want your So what do you want your relationship to look like with alcohol?
I mean, I feel like I need to just quit because I lose self-control, or I'll be like, oh, I'm just going to drink on the weekends. Friday, Saturday, and Sunday roll around, and here it is Monday, you know, and I'm like, oh, I have a couple of glasses of wine, you know, in the refrigerator. Like,
right. So that's what you're currently doing. But like, let's get out like our, this is exactly, if I could paint a picture of exactly what my like very best relationship with alcohol looks like, what would it be?
I think being able to like go out to dinner and have a glass or two and not, you know, stopping at the store to get a bottle to have when you get home, or being at a special event and, you know, being able to indulge in alcohol, but not, you know, bringing it home and having it every day. I want to stop. I just don't. Like, I'm more active. Like, if I have wine at 5 or 6 o'clock, I'm not going to ride my bike. I'm not going to exercise. You know, I'm not going to get the activity in. I'm going to eat more. There's so many more reasons to not have it than to have it. So I feel
like, I mean, from what you said, and you let me know for sure, but it sounds like you don't want to drink at home.
Yeah, I guess so. I don't want to drink at home, and I quit, and I'm kind of, it's kind of like when you regain and you're embarrassed. I almost feel that way with the alcohol because I was doing so good without it, and I was feeling so good, and it crept back in, and now it's hard to quit, just like it's hard to quit overeating. It's okay. Like,
well, okay. So you want to only have wine when you go out. So your husband comes and he's like, you know, his game, right? Like, you've got his game down. I'm going to go get my stuff, and then I'm going to get you some refreshments. And then what is the conversation? What do you want to say?
Well, he actually did it again today. He's like, oh, you know, I'm going to go here and pick up our daughter from school, and then I'll come go get refreshments. And I sometimes I'll tell him, like, you know, I don't want to drink every day, or I'm trying to not have wine every day. Like, you put it in my head, you know, having a hard enough time with self-control. Like,
do you ever say, I don't want it today, don't buy it?
Yeah, because I actually have to give him the credit card to go to the store.
Well, and you already know, right? So what is it? So what, how does this feel? Let me know how this lands. I know you want your non-alcoholic and your cigarettes. Go get that, but just don't bring me back wine. Here's the card.
Yeah, I could do that.
Because here's what you've got. You don't ever tell him what to do. He's stuck. He knows you like wine. So you're like, you know, I really, you know, I'm trying to cut back on drinking. He's like, I know, but if I bring you home, you'll be happy.
Yeah.
You have got to, like, a lot of this coaching on these types of calls is not even like thought work coaching. It's like advocating for yourself, setting yourself up for success, being willing to tell people exactly what you want. Like, even if you're not going to drink, planning ahead of like, I am not going to drink today. Do not bring it home. And being very clear.
To stand my ground. I mean, because I really want weight loss, and I had good success when I quit last time. I naturally feel like if I could just quit drinking alcohol, I might have some success in weight loss.
I know, but
again.
Here's the other thing. You got to watch what you're talking about, because you really, from what you said, I said, craft me your desired relationship with alcohol. And you're like, I don't want to drink at home. I want to drink when I go out. I want to drink when I go to parties. But then you keep saying, I want to quit. I lost weight when I quit. What do you want? Like, you're not even being clear with yourself.
I want weight loss, and I feel like I need to quit completely to have weight loss.
Okay. Because why? Because why do you think that?
Because I've never lost weight while drinking alcohol.
Okay. Have you ever had alcohol in the way you're describing you want to have alcohol now? Only whenever I go out.
No.
Because you've never lost weight when you've drank alcohol every day. That's the
Right.
truth. Is it possible to lose weight if you only drink when you go out?
Probably. Yep.
It could be, right?
Yep.
And then when you keep saying, I just want to quit, I just want to quit, but you actually don't want to quit, then it's like, well, I better go ahead because, you know, I'm gonna have to quit.
I feel like it's just a bad habit, you know, and I feel like I just need to grow up, and I'm 50 years old and there's so many health reasons to slow it down, you know.
But you got to get clear. I just want to quit. I just want to quit. There's so many good health reasons to slow it down, which is not quit. You have got to be clear with yourself. Because every sentence you say is something different. And so you're not even giving yourself a clear directive.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
So, I mean, it could even look, and look, none of this is written in stone, right? None of this is written in stone. My relationship has changed 50 times with alcohol since I found no BS. It's been hither and yon, all the way around. I've tried bringing drinks back in during the week. Usually I do drink on Tuesdays because it's my heavy meeting day and I just am like done, you know, but here I sit. I'm drinking water, by the way. But like, and that works for me. And I don't mind that at all. And I like those Tuesday evenings. You just go, I've been on Zoom all day, sit on the porch. Like it makes me happy. That was not my relationship 2 years ago. Right. So it changes over time. So it's like, when you hear yourself say, I want to quit, say, maybe I will at some point, but for right now, I'm going to start with only drinking when I'm out.
I'll give it a try.
Yeah, I'm willing to try.
Yeah.
So
After I finish the two glasses in my refrigerator.
Okay, look, what are you going to do about that?
I could throw it down the drain.
You'll pour it out.
Yeah.
Which I have done. I have said I'm only going to have two glasses and go into a friend's house. I will open up the bottle of wine before I leave, pour half of it out, and then take the other half of the bottle. To make sticking with my plan easy.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I will work on being clear. I am all over the place.
Yeah, but it's being very clear with yourself. So the thing is, when your husband, like, I appreciate you, but I am really working on, my goal is to not drink at home. I will drink when we go out, but not when we're at home. So please don't bring it home to me. And if he does, pour it out. And guess what will happen the next time you say that? He won't buy it.
I could do that.
How does it feel? Like, I can see your face. You're like, I don't know why not.
Well, I just think when I was trying to help him quit drinking, I would pour out his alcohol. I could do it for him. I could do it for me.
Okay. I mean, does that feel doable at all for you?
It does until Friday rolls around and I want to drink. Then it's like, I guess I'm going to go to the bar because I can't drink at home, which I don't like going to the bars anymore.
But here's the thing. You can come up with a plan for during the week. I don't drink at home.
Yeah.
And then you can even have a weekend protocol of what you want your alcohol relationship to look like on the weekends. It doesn't have to be the same.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to look at that because, I mean, even the weekends, I like waking up Saturday morning and going on a long walk. But if I had alcohol on Friday, I'm not going to feel that great on Saturday and it's going to slow me down.
Yeah. You need to decide and then plan for that.
Yeah. Okay. Be clear and plan.
Yeah.
Right.
And
I could do
you
that.
Hear yourself say, I've never been able to lose weight and drink alcohol. It's like, I've never been able to lose weight and drink alcohol every day. Which is different, right? It's totally different.
Yes, it is. I've never been able to lose weight and drink alcohol every day. That is true.
Yeah. But you've never tried it this way. So we don't know for sure if you can lose weight and drink alcohol with a plan, not every day.
Right.
So we already know your plan during the week. I'm not going to drink at home during the week. But if you do go out to dinner and you want to have a glass of wine or whatever, that's totally fine. That's in your protocol. But now you need to see if your weekend protocol, your Friday, Saturday, Sunday protocol looks different than your Monday through Thursday protocol.
Okay.
And it very well may.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
Doable steps, right? Not going from 0 to 100.
But like I said, everybody who creates a protocol or a relationship with alcohol, it's very personal. And what it looks like for you is not going to be what it looks like for me, is not going to be what it looks like for anybody in this chat. Just like your daily plan. It's a whole like, it. Nobody says that your during the week food plan has to look like your weekend food plan. Nobody yeah. says that your during the week alcohol plan needs to look like your weekend alcohol plan. Two different things. We live a different yeah. life, right? If you work Monday through Friday, your life looks totally different on the weekends. So your plan may look different too.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Let us know.
I am going to stay checking in because I really want to figure this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yep.
All right.
Bye. Bye.
That was so good. Y'all, I am going to try to close these blinds. Hold on 1 second. Please hold while I step away from this camera because it is in my eyeballs and I can't see. Oh, that's going to be so much nicer for me. That's going to be so much nicer for me. Oh, gosh, I feel, you know, when it's so bright and then it gets darker and you feel blind. I feel blind right now. Oh, that feels better. Megan and then Margie. I know. I'm like, I can't even see. I'm good, though. All right. Where'd she go? Here she is.
Hello. Oh, I have my camp background on still.
So. You're good. So Megan is a hairdresser. How do you think about, how am I doing with my hair, Megan?
I love it. It looks good.
Thank you. I know.
Always looks good. Your hair always does.
I know. Megan is an amazing hairdresser. So I have to check in with my hairdressing Pete. How's it going?
It's going good. It's really going good. I've been working on leveling up my drinks and been doing well. But, you know, I was just at the Poconos this weekend and I hadn't been there in a long time. And it's old habits die hard and overdid it. And, you know, it's, I don't know. I don't, I really, you know, I find that it's easy and then it's hard. It's hard, you know, it's back and forth for me all the time. And I have those thoughts of, I'm just going to stop drinking or, you know, all or nothing, but that's not really what I want. And it just, and also I feel like it depends on who I'm with.
Okay.
Sometimes, you know, so I don't really know what my question is.
Okay. And I mean, you bring up a good point though, because just like with food, you might have a vacation protocol. You know, that's going to make a difference. You could have a holiday protocol, you know, like a girls' weekend protocol. Like it doesn't have to be the same all the time.
Mm-hmm.
As long as you sort of know what your baseline is and you go back to it. And then if you decide to change it, you love your reasons for changing it. So why do you think you overdid it in the Poconos this weekend?
I think there's a few reasons. You know, it's like getting away. It felt like vacation because it's been a while. My kids were all fighting, and you know, I was kind of checking out on that. And also, like me and my husband, that's kind of our thing that we bond and entertain ourselves with.
What was your
And
expectation
have.
on alcohol this weekend? What did you come, what like, what was your plan?
I really didn't make one.
Well, there you go,
Yeah.
Megan.
I know. I was like more focused on the food, like thinking ahead of the food and planning all that. And I just kind of wasn't thinking about the drinks.
So what are you gonna do next time?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. Because, you know, in the moment, it's like, I don't want to stop. I'm having fun, you know, because I usually, my new thing has been drinking four drinks. That's my, like, I cap myself. And I don't think I want to just have four drinks when I'm at there, you know, on vacation mode.
So what do you want when you're on vacation mode?
I don't know. I guess not to maybe have a specific number, but yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
To and I, you know, I've come so far, honestly. Like, I didn't wake up with a hangover, really. I still stuck to my workout. Like,
And there is, I mean, you bring up another good point. Corinne has even talked about she's had times when she's made a protocol for a number of drinks, and then she's also does a protocol. Sometimes she's talked about in the past, it's a time. So I'm going to drink from 6 to 10, whatever that is. There's no number of drinks, but whatever I drink, like at 10 o'clock, I'm done. And so for weekends that you're at the Poconos, that may be a better protocol for you. A time protocol, not necessarily a number of drinks protocol.
Okay. That makes sense.
It could even be, you know, like if you're at the Poconos and you're sitting out on the porch, it's like, I only drink on the porch. I'm not going to bring it in the house.
Right. Okay.
Whatever that looks like, right? Because
Right.
it depends on what the situation is and how you want to structure your relationship with alcohol. So what sounds best to you? Like in those situations, you know what you've got going on.
Right.
Like, what kind of protocol would work best for you on those weekends?
Making sure I'm hydrated first.
Okay.
If that helps me, and eating something first. And then, yeah, I would say maybe just a window of time.
A window of time. Yeah. And my always rule is no alcohol until I get all my water in for the day. I mean, that's a good rule of thumb. Because then you're not sacrificing your hydration for alcohol.
Right.
And I always say, if you're on a girls' trip and they want to have mimosas, it's amazing how fast you can get 64 ounces down. If that's your rule, I can
Yeah.
chug 64 ounces of water in a skinny minute.
That's true.
All before mimosas, right? And so you think, so, and here's the thing, Megan, you go back to the Poconos and you're like, I'm going to do a time. I'm going to do a time. That's what I'm going to do. And you do it one weekend and you're like, I think I still overdrank. Like, I didn't feel good to do my workout. Maybe that's not going to work for me. Then you go back to the drawing board and you either shorten your time of drink. Maybe you probably it would be easier to make it later. Like, if you're going to do, like, if you're doing 6 to 10, maybe do 7 to 10. Have a mocktail from 6 to 7. And then from 7 to 10, and just shorten the window.
Yeah, but we also go to the beach during the day, so I should probably do two separate windows and have a break in between.
Perfect. I know I was just working with somebody who she actually did that, like drinks on the beach. This is how many I'm gonna have. And then it was wine at dinner. And so it was like two separate windows. Yeah. and just play with it.
Right.
And don't forget, like all of y'all, you've got to ask coaches. So you try one protocol for a certain time and it just does not work out for you. And you're struggling thinking about what you could do to level it up or change it up. Then you always have asked coaches to write into. Be like, I can't figure out this protocol. Or I can't like, this is what happened. And then I noticed this thing happened. And like, what can I do differently? But it's getting real clear. Like your goal, really, I mean, from what you've said, is to wake up the next morning and do your workout. Mm-hmm. And so if you're doing that, and that is your goal, then, you know, look at it and see, is it still working for me? Was I sluggish in my workout? Do I want to like hit it harder whenever I'm at the Poconos? Like whatever that is. Mm-hmm. Get your goal and your outcome that you want.
Right. Yeah.
And go in that way. Yeah. All righty.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
Good to see you.
You too. Wait a minute. Oh, there it is. I couldn't find. Oh, she, that was good. She figured it out. But always remember that it is yours that you create. You can change it. It's just like weekends for food. I love looking at the weekend. Like, what did I do this weekend that I want to put on repeat for next weekend? I loved, I want to do it again. And what did I do that I didn't really love so much? And I want to level up for next weekend. I do the same things after vacations. What did I do really well on this vacation? What do I want to level up for my next vacation? Or holidays. I always do like a post-mortem. Like, what did I do well? What do I want to level up? And you can do that. If your drinking window is like on the weekends, do that. Separate it out from, you know, like your food weekend to like your alcohol weekend. What did I do well with alcohol that I want to repeat again? What could I level up? And we have such a tendency to like want to buckle down really hard. But just like I told Megan, you know, if your drinking window is 6 to 10 and you're like, man, I didn't really like that. Like, what about 7 to 10? Try that. If you still don't like it, you can level it up again. But what we have a tendency to do is, well, I'm just not going to drink next weekend. I'm not. And then you get into that fuck it mode. And next thing you know, you're like, you've made the decision not to drink. It's not very doable. You don't even ask yourself if it's doable. And then you get next weekend and then you're like, well, fuck it. Because you've leveled up too much for yourself. So you really want to get honest about, here's where I am. That's the other thing about alcohol or gummies or whatever. You need to be really honest with where you are right now. That's the only way to figure out where you're going, is if you're really honest about what you're doing now. And sometimes, especially with alcohol, there's shame around alcohol. There's thoughts about I'm drinking too much, all those things. But you got to sit down and be really honest about where you are so you know what the easiest level up is for you to make. Margie. Let's see what Margie is going to talk, what we're going to talk about, Margie. All right. Ask to unmute.
Hello.
Hello. I cannot see you. I did just ask to start your video, but I can hear you.
Here we go.
Here we are.
Hey. Hey, MJ. How are you?
I am fantastic.
This is the first time I've been coached, so I look like a hot mess, but I was excited to see this because I could finally get on a live call because I can never do that. And this is a major issue that I'm trying to deal with right now. So I'm all over the place with this topic. I have done so many different things. I've created protocols. I've created plans. I put it on my plan. I do the all or nothing. I like, you know, which you just talked about. It's funny that you were saying that, because like I'm like, okay, I'm just never gonna drink again, which is stupid.
Yeah.
Because it's not where I'm at, you know, and then you binge. You know, I think, you know, I wrote down a few notes while you were talking to the prior person, because I wanted to get a little bit prepared. You know, I want my relationship with alcohol to be one where I have a little bit more control. Where, like, I really like the idea of not drinking like during the week, because I do feel great when I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pretty busy social life on the weekend, and so I want to be able to still drink on the weekends. But the challenge is sometimes once I get started, you know, the protocols calls go out the window, and then I get disappointed in myself, and you know, next thing you know, I'm back to after work having one, and you know, it's just like a vicious cycle.
So how much are you drinking now during the week?
During the week, I might, you know, like, so there was a time where I was having one or two drinks right after work every day. So I knew in the beginning I needed to meet myself where I was at and not completely cut out. So I started doing it like just once or twice. But right now I'm back to doing it every night.
Okay.
And I'm not drinking a ton, but I know, I've lost with Corinne. Well, I was a bootstrapper for a while, and finally joined after I lost about 90 pounds. I joined because I was still struggling in my head with, you know, I just love Corinne and I wanted to dive deeper, and lost, well, I had gained some of that 90 back. So I decided to join, and I then lost a total of 100 pounds.
Woo. All right.
Yeah. I still have about 20 or 30 more to lose. So I guess what I'm getting at after that long explanation is that I know drinking every day, even if it's just one or two, just like you said earlier, is not going to help me lose that last 30 pounds.
Okay.
And that's my biggest issue, is I'm spot on with water, spot on with sleep.
Okay.
Oh, you know, spot on with hunger. Now, stopping at enough, you know, isn't perfect, but
right.
I know my work is in this drinking thing.
Okay. So you have two areas you want to work on. You want to work on during the week drinking and weekend drinking.
Yes, ma'am.
Which one feels easiest for you to work on first?
Oh, neither one. Sorry. I'm just being honest. This has just been a challenge even since the very beginning.
But which one feels easiest? Both of them feel like it's going to be, you know, you're going to have urges.
Right. I think I need to work on during the week.
Okay.
Because it's okay. The area that I want to work on the most.
Okay. So,
you know, because I don't
Are you having one drink every night or two drinks, or it just depends on where the mood takes you?
It really, that light's, I know what you mean by that light.
I know, right? The light will get you.
I mean, it does vary. Typically the average is about two, and I have implemented, you know, mocktails to, if I don't do that, I have three or four.
Okay.
So I would say the average is about two.
So you have two plus mocktails. So,
and then on bad days, you know, where I've had a long day or a bad day at work, I might overdo that.
How often does that happen?
I would say every couple weeks.
Okay.
Yeah.
So consistently you're having like 2 glasses a day.
Yes. And I drink, I don't drink wine. I drink White Claws of all things. And I actually mix them. One of the things that I implemented, because I'm one of those people that always has to have something to drink, not necessarily alcohol, right? I drink right. fast. And I found myself, oh my God, I'm already done. You know, like I open it up and it's gone. And so I started mixing it with club soda to sort of make it last longer.
I love that. That's so great, right? Like I love that so much. And that's a really good strategy to use. What so, about like, if I say?
Just, two is like four. So
right. Anyway. But it's still two, but you're just figured out how to stretch it, right?
Yes, ma'am.
So what does it sound like? I mean, what do you think if I say, like, what about for the next 2 weeks you commit to only one a day? And the rest are mocktails. And you can stretch your one.
Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it doesn't sound bad at all. I think everybody feels the same, like the first girl that you coached, is that sometimes, even though that sounds okay in the moment, it's so hard. And I think I'm looking for some strategies there too.
Yeah. So there's a couple of strategies that you can use to make it easier. Cause a lot of it really is setting yourself up for success, especially with you with White Claws, it's even easier.
Okay.
Don't put them in the fridge. Put one in the fridge every morning. The rest are hot as fuck.
Okay. Yeah, you're right. Because I hate a hot White Claw.
Yeah. It makes it easy, right? Like if you drink white wine, the whole bottle is chilled. But a White Claw, you only have one a day every morning before you go to work. You just stick one in the fridge.
Okay.
And then you have one cold White Claw a day.
Okay.
The other thing, if you're going to do mocktails to supplement whatever it is, if you're going to go ahead, if it's something that you have to mix in the moment, make a picture of it ahead of time to make it easier to get the mocktail over a White Claw.
Sorry, my dog is being crazy.
My dog ate our whole fucking couch today while I was in this office.
He's trying to dig in.
I walked out of my office. There's fucking feathers. I'm like, I have four other people that live in this damn house. And the fucking dog has eaten a fucking couch and nobody has alerted me.
Nobody said anything.
I'm like, people had to walk by and see the feathers. Did nobody say, why the fuck are there feathers all over the living room? Apparently not. And I walked out and I'm like, there's no couch. So there you go. I win crazy dog of the day.
Oh, you do. I mean, he's trying to dig. He doesn't actually, you know, make.
Mine didn't dig. He sure shit just ate a fucking, ate cushions and a pillow.
Oh, I've had it. Believe me, my bigger dog does that all the time, but this little fatness doesn't actually accomplish it. But okay, so yes, the mocktails, you know, like, because I did something similar to a seltzer, okay? So they're very easy, but I get what you're saying, to make it easier to go to that. And you know, you're right. You know, when I think about it, like even today, when I got off work, because my last thing I had to do at work was very stressful and very, and the first thing I thought, and no, Nathan, I'm on a call. Sorry. Listen, go, please. Was why don't I have anything cold in there, you know, that I've have for that? Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
So you're right. I have to plan ahead and put that in the refrigerator, maybe do it with the one in the morning. Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Now, the other thing I was going to ask you. Okay. So like I wrote it down. So I'm looking at my notes. So I've told you, you know, I've made the protocols. I've printed it all out because I know this is where my work is. And you know, I've made the protocols, I've made the plans, and, you know, this plan is great. I really like this during the week. But what do you do? Like you set that protocol, and then, you know, this is the difference between alcohol and food for me, because I was really good with this with food, setting the protocols and stuff. But when you have a couple drinks, your inhibitions change.
That is very true. And so it is very good. I used to talk about, we used to do these calls before, and then we took kind of a hiatus, and now they're back. Mm-hmm. But for me, I can have three drinks and make good decisions with food.
Mm-hmm.
I know that about myself.
Right.
Anything over three drinks, my decision-making starts to shift.
Right.
It's not as amazing as I would want it to be.
Uh-huh.
But then I had to really ask myself, if I know that about myself, why do I want to plan four drinks?
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
For some folks, it's one.
Mm-hmm.
For some folks, it's six.
Right.
It just depends, right? And you sort of have to know your number.
Right. And it's not necessarily with eating food. It's not like, I mean, I know I'm weird, but I don't have that urge.
You're talking about wanting to drink more alcohol, right?
Yeah. Sure. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Again,
so same.
It's
same.
Exactly the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. So I have to figure out that trigger point of where that number is.
And, you know, and I really want you to work on this weekday thing first.
Yes.
Again, because sometimes we try to make so many changes. We do it with food too. We do it with everything, right? So we're like, we want to get there faster. We want to get there quicker. We want to do all this thing. And then we introduce all these changes that we want to make at one time. And then none of them stick, or we get frustrated, or it's not actually doable for us.
Right.
It felt very doable to go from only open from six, sometimes six glasses of wine to only open one bottle a day. I was like,
right.
I can totally do that. That's
right.
really how I felt about it. And it was not like, you know, pushing an easy button.
Sure.
But it just took a little bit of conversation. It was not hard.
Right.
And so,
go ahead.
But that is where you need to be too. Cause you're like, my goal is that I don't want to drink during the week, or I want to get down to one during the, you know, I'm drinking two. I want to get down to one. Let's work on that. We'll work on the weekends next.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Cause you're right. I've made 50 million different, I mean, I'm exaggerating, but
no, I get it. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. And I'm going to do this, and, you know, and then all of it falls through because I get overwhelmed, and I'm just like, F it, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
because you
I'm
put
just,
so much on your plate to change.
Right. Right. Because I want to get it. I want to get, you know, I feel like I'm sliding back into some old habits with everything, you know, exercise and drinking and stuff like that. I mean, I wouldn't say everything. I see that's an exaggeration too.
Yeah.
It's not very.
So one white claw in the fridge in the morning, along with your whatever other seltzer thing you're going to have for like a filler.
Okay.
Make sure it's easy. You know, because here's the thing. If your mocktail involves squeezing limes and whatever and like cutting fruit, we're not.
Right. I get it. Yeah, I understand what you mean. Like, make it easy to grab that instead of another warm white claw.
Yeah, and put ice in it and be like, fuck it. I ain't got time to cut up a damn orange or a lime and squeeze it or whatever.
Right. I get it. Yeah, that's awesome. And so how long do you suggest I do that and then do what after? Like, if I'm happy with that, which I think I might be.
Yeah, I'd get a few weeks under your belt where you feel like solid and like that's easy.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's really not difficult at all. Then if you want to introduce a couple of non-drinking days during the week, you could do that as your next level up.
Okay.
Or you could start working on the weekend a little bit.
I like that idea. That sounded really good. That resonated with me to just to start with the one and then slowly add in to where there's nights with none.
Yeah.
And then once I get comfortable with that, because the weekends are going to be the most challenging for me.
Yeah. And then the other thing too, is for when you're ready to move on to a night with none,
mm-hmm.
that is when you could make a special mocktail, something okay. to look forward to.
Right.
Something gotcha. That's maybe not your typical mocktail filler.
Right, right.
Maybe make a picture of something, you know, mm-hmm. at the like on the weekend. Like, you know, somebody even said Crystal like pink lemonade. You could mm-hmm. do that with some like ginger ale or even a little bit of pineapple juice. You could make the pink lemonade ahead of time.
Okay.
And have like some ginger ale and just pour it in there, put it in a beautiful glass, like make it an experience that you look forward to.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. That sounds good. And then, so I guess, and you know, one of the things I've never used either, and don't yell at me, was ask coaches. So,
go over there.
Like when I'm ready for the weekend one.
Yeah.
To get advice on how to handle that one, because, you know, that's going to be a biggie. So.
Yeah. I mean, okay. Let's watch how it's going to be a biggie. It's going to be a different kind of challenge, right? And we will, but what you're missing is that you started easy. You're going to have momentum behind you. Right now you have zero momentum. You got no wind in your sails.
Right.
Imagine the conversation once you have changed your relationship during the week and you're like, I thought that was going to be hard. Was not as hard as I thought it was. I don't even miss it as much as I thought I would. Wonder right. if I can make this one small change on the weekend. I bet it might not be as hard as I think it is. Right. Because right now you're sitting here with zero changes under your belt.
Right.
So don't assume. Is it going to be difficult? Probably. I mean, it's fine, right. But don't assume that it's going to be as bad. Like, let's work on this and let's not dread the weekend thing.
Gotcha. Gotcha.
Okay. When you notice that you're like, oh, the weekend's going to be hard, be like, I'll deal with it when I get there. Right now I'm working on this.
And that does make me like, it makes me relax a little bit. Like, you know what? It's okay. I can still do on the weekends and just work on this.
I ain't
now.
Working on that yet.
Yeah.
I'm not working on that yet. I'm not worried about it. I am not working on that. That's not my wagon right now.
Okay. I like that. Thank you. I appreciate
You're so
that.
You're welcome. All right.
So I'm no longer a virgin.
No, I popped your pitching cherry, as it were. All right.
All right. Thank you, MJ.
All right. So somebody did ask in the Q&A, is this call only for alcohol? It really is. But I think that you can kind of tell when we are talking about level ups and all that sort of stuff. When I did these calls before, I had bingers that just came and listened. I had, you know, people who were just working on overeating come and listen, because all of these level ups and make it easy and don't worry about the next level up, all that applies to eating, y'all. It is, we think that it's different. It's not. You know, we try to go all in with food as well. And it's like, no, we don't need to do that. We pick one thing, we get it down, we build momentum, and then we move on to the next thing. So it is very helpful for anybody, really. Monica, and then I think we'll be done. We have like 5 or 6 minutes left. I'm going to do a quickie with Monica.
Hi there.
Hello.
So I was the person who asked if it was only about alcohol, because I really need the coaching today. So I will try to be quick. I'm having a really hard time with leaving the house because of how I look. And so I do a lot of Zoom, and like, I'm good kind of like from the waist up. And today I had an event that was really important, and I should be there at the event right now. And I just felt terrible about myself, like absolutely terrible about myself. And everything I wore just like looked worse than the thing that preceded it. And I have another event coming up on Thursday, and I'm already kind of dreading that. And I feel like I'm missing a lot of opportunities because I have a lot of shame around how I look. And the negative self-talk, like I know intellectually, I know I'm not supposed to say it and all of those things. But I'm just, it's like really hard to like look at myself in the mirror.
Yeah. And I want whoever's here for drinking, it's the same, right? Do you have shame around, she's got shame around how she looks. You could have shame around how much you drink. You could have shame about, I used to not drink and now I drink too much. And it's those thoughts that will hose us, you know, from getting unstuck. So what do you think when you looked in the mirror today, your thought was what?
You look disgusting. Your arms look like sausages. I can't believe you let yourself get to this place again. That's like the big three, probably right there.
Mm-hmm. What is true about, how did you get invited to this event?
So I have a business and the business is growing, and it just feels like as the business grows, I move my body less and I care less about what I eat. And I get so fixated on like, oh, the business is growing, like keep it going, keep it going, keep it going. And it just, it goes from like, I'm doing really, I feel health-wise, I do really well when the business isn't growing and the business grows. And I just end up sacrificing myself. I've done this before. I took meetings having like, I don't know, I had to have like emergency gallbladder surgery, but for a year, I just thought it was like a really bad stomach ache. And until eventually, like I ended up having to go to the hospital and getting emergency surgery for it. So I put myself in these places where I get really fixated on growing the business, and it just kind of happens all over again.
How does taking care of yourself help grow your business?
Just feels like there's not enough time for it.
No. How does taking care of yourself help grow the business?
I'll have more energy. I'll be in a better mood. I can show up to these events and not just be thinking of all the junk in my head of, you know, what people think of me, what I think of myself, like all of those things.
What if taking care of yourself becomes a business activity?
I don't know. Maybe it's just bullshit, right? It's like, maybe I've just like always been fat, and it's just like different reasons as to like why I'm like this, right? And like, maybe now it's like the business, but like, you know, what was it 10 years ago? What was it 20 years ago? It's me, right? It's like something's wrong with me.
Nothing's wrong with you, but this is actually what gave me, and for anybody who's talking about drinking as well, if I created my relationship with alcohol, if you created your body size, if it was nobody else but me, that meant I could fix it. I didn't have to wait on anybody. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to get permission from anybody. I didn't have to wait on somebody to change. I'm the one that put the food in my mouth. I'm the one that has control over the next step. And for me, that felt very powerful. Because if I'm the problem, I am also the solution. And I don't have to wait on anybody. I get to change what I want to change about myself.
And I feel like I should love that thought because I'm such a control freak. And so this should be like, here you go, like control this. I think what comes up for me is the road just feels like it's so long now. Like it just... Yeah. So long again.
Here's what happens when you like, just like the last caller, if you think about everything you want to change with your relationship to alcohol, it sounds super long. There's a lot of steps, right? There's a lot of steps, but you can't lose. I've said this so many times. You cannot lose pound 50 until you lose pound one. There's an order for things. You cannot change your entire relationship with alcohol unless you change one thing about your relationship with alcohol. And worrying about what is going to happen at pound 50 is not going to help you get into action today. You don't know her. She's got momentum. She has a different relationship with food. She's got a different relationship with her body. Do not tell her how hard it's going to be or how long it's taken her, because She is proud and she is happy that the version of you today took a step to lose pound one. You don't know her. You've not met her yet because you haven't created her yet.
It's not my first rodeo. So it's like, I have met her. I think I just keep letting her down, right? And like, I just want to say this because this is a really big thought that I have. When the summer comes around, and it happens almost every summer, and I feel like that first heat wave because I'm in like the New York City area and it's like disgustingly humid here. I just think like, there you go again, another summer where you're going to be fat and it's going to be uncomfortable and you're going to struggle with clothes. And then I just beat myself up again. I'm like, here you are again. And it's just like not helpful thoughts, right? It's really not helpful. But then I just want to like become a shut-in for the summer. And then also simultaneously feel like I'm missing out on enjoying life.
Yeah. So what is it going to take to lose weight? Today, right now, this minute.
I think honestly, just making better choices. Like,
what does that mean? Making better choices.
So I move every morning, right? So I used to walk like 5 miles every morning. And it was really great. And it was like really peaceful time for myself. And now I'm like maybe down to 1 mile, like in the morning, which doesn't really help because then in the middle of the day, I'm eating a bunch of shit. And it's processed shit. Anyway, so what will it take? Maybe tomorrow it's 2 miles. So it's like, okay, we're not going to jump all the way back to five. But it's going to be more than one. And I'm going to do 2 miles. And I'm just going to commit to 2 miles for the rest of the week. And usually when I do that, it helps the rest of my eating, right? Because I don't want to like throw it all down the shitter after I've like spent time like out here walking and doing that. So
exercise is a great accountability partner.
Yeah, I can commit to that.
And then what are you going to do about your overeating? Do you write a plan?
No.
Why?
Oh, but I really don't like administrative things. Like, I'm a great business person, but I give the administrative stuff to someone else. But I do journal, so I can do that. I can do that.
Just at the top of your journal, right? You know, BLDS, breakfast, lunch, dinner, snacks.
Okay, can I be really honest? Like, it's not that I'm... It's not even just that I'm overeating, it's what I'm eating. So it's like,
No. We don't change a thing about what we eat until we dial into overeating. I am telling you.
What I'm saying is, and for lunch, I'll have devil dogs instead of an actual lunch. That's what I'm saying.
Eat devil dogs when you're hungry and stop when you've had enough.
Okay.
Do not change what you're eating until you change, you get tight on doable hunger. I promise you, Mo, and everybody listen to this call. We get so hosed up on what we're eating. We are not overweight because we eat devil dogs. We are overweight because we overeat them. We are not overweight because we eat pasta. We are overweight because we overeat it. We are not overweight because we eat chips. We're overweight because we eat an entire fucking bag of chips. I do not know what a devil dog is, Diane, but I need to get to New York and have one.
It's like a Drake's Cakes. I don't think they have it in any.
I don't even know what the fuck Drake's Cakes is, but whatever. Until you clean up your overeating, do not change what you're eating. Again, it goes back to that. What is doable? Whenever you think, Mo, we get on this call and I'm like, okay, from now on, no more devil dogs. Eat a lean cuisine, some dry as chicken and broccoli, and only eat it to enough. You're like, oh, hell no, that's so hard. But if I say, if you eat two devil dogs, go ahead and get two, but only eat one. Eat one, see how you feel. And if you want a second one, eat it. Then you've cut it in half. You're going to get far with that.
Thank you for making me laugh. And thank you to everyone else in the community. I hope you find out what devil dogs is. But if you don't, that's okay too. But yeah, they're actually very addictively tasty.
Well, there you go. Oh, it's got cream. It's actually not a hot dog?
No, it's like chocolate with like white cream in the middle.
That's what somebody just said in the thank you. Marilyn Dollar has posted a link for us in the chat. Thank you. But that's what you need to work on first. Is take those dual, because of course, when you're thinking, I gotta walk 5 miles and I gotta give up my devil dogs and I gotta eat healthy and I gotta do it, does feel daunting. God, it feels hard. It feels so hard. Don't make it that hard.
And where in the program can I go for the negative talk? Because that sits with me more than anything else. It's like a bad song that's playing all the time.
So Judith Gatton has been doing did the Wednesday calls in May, and it was all about dressing your body. She talked a lot about self-love and all that kind of stuff. But a lot of what that has to do with, I wish she would have gone to camp last weekend, Body Love Revolution, but it goes to, I have arms. And what have they done for you? They type, they've helped you grow your business. They've done a lot. They've asked it to do a lot, and it has. I have legs. I have a stomach. There are people all over the world. You are at somebody's goal weight right now. It's not your goal weight, but you have a stomach, and a lot of people have stomachs. Everybody has a stomach. I bet there are somebody, more people out there with stomachs my size.
Okay. Thank you for that.
And then look and see what you do like about yourself. Like, look at your body. What is amazing about your body?
I like my hair. I like my eyes.
Yeah.
About my body, I mean, I don't know. I guess that I like my hands.
Yeah. There are things you like about your body.
I like my butt. I do.
Girl, there you go. But I just asked you one simple question. What do you like about your body? And you were able to list it out. It's that right question, right answer scenario. You've been saying, what do I hate about my body? And it's like, well, let me just tell you. Let me tell you all of it. So when you notice you're going down that spiral, say, okay, I know there are things I don't like. What do I like?
Okay, I can do that.
What do I like? And you were talking about your sausage arms. Like, you know what I would say to myself? I'm on Zoom. They've seen them. They know what my arms look like. That shouldn't stop me from going. They've already seen my arms and they still want me to go anyway.
Okay. Thank you for that.
And
I'll report in the Facebook group back
but
my
really
journey.
do think about, and I just want to tell all of y'all. Whether you're using alcohol or you're using food or whatever, I have really gotten to the place, and I wish more of us would get to the place. You did not know, probably from little girl, how to deal with stress or excitement or pleasure or sadness. You were taught to go to food, and it helped you when you didn't know how to feel feelings. And you didn't know any other way, it got you here. It has been your friend. It has helped you through situations. Now you've decided you want other friends. Maybe food will still be around, but then you're gonna have other friends that are gonna help you through tough times, like thought work and like, you know, whatever. But that one friend got you here. It got you really far. It helped you build a business because when you were stressed, only thing you knew to eat, and it helped you get there. Now you just want to open up your toolbox and find out what other tools you can use.
Coach MJ, that got me in the feels about other friends because I think I need that mentally and literally some new friends too. So thank you for
And your friends could be Netflix, like a
that.
trashy show, a trashy book, a nap. right? Like, it doesn't have to be a physical friend.
Yeah.
But it's like, you use the tool you had in your toolbox. And it was so helpful. And there was a version of you that needed it, and it saved her. And she did everything she could. That's how you got here. That's how you got here. And now you're like, okay, let's find a different way. Mm-hmm. But that version of you, think back to her. She did the best she could.
Yeah.
She really did. For all of us, whether you're using alcohol or you're using food or whatever you're using, it's all you had, and it served you well, and it got you here.
That means a lot to me. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
Thank you.
Okay. So use Facebook, use Ask Coaches. I mean, we're not going to deplete self-talk, like negative self-talk in one call, but you know, we always have private coaching. I mean, if you really want to dig into it and you notice that you're like retreating into yourself, like you can email me and I'll get you set up with a really good coach for that. But if that's a route you want to go, or you can just use Ask Coaches.
Okay. Thank you.
But go listen to Judith's calls and see what you know, can kind of get from that. And she does talk about how to dress your body at any size. Like, it's really, she gives like practical tips for, you know, how to feel confident in your clothes, you know, good questions to ask about your body and what you think about your body. Like, there's some really, really good, she got really good stuff in there. So she did every Wednesday in May.
Okay. I'll take a listen. Thank you again.
Okay. All right. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for hanging out with me. I appreciate that. We will be doing this every month. My calls are going to be a little bit earlier. We're trying to do our Tuesday calls a little bit later in the day, but I'm in Eastern time and I go to bed at 8 o'clock, and now it is 7:12. So we were going to do 6 to 7 Eastern, but I'm in the bed. I was like, nobody wants me to coach them at 8 o'clock at night because your girl's tired. It's 7 o'clock. I've been sitting at this desk since 11. So I'm like, y'all don't want me to coach. Y'all don't want me to coach that late. So I'm going to keep these calls a little bit earlier for my own sanity and for my own, so I can give you amazing coaching. So I just love y'all. Please use Ask Coaches. Help us figure out how to level up stuff for you. Cause as you can see, like we've been leveling up and working on protocols and stuff for so long, we can just like, you know, throw them out there. Tamika says, keep it at this time. I will try my best. I'm in a fight, but since I'm the boss, maybe I'll win this fight. Y'all have a great rest of your night. And if, you know, you can use the Facebook group to post your drinking protocols, get other ideas, because it'll even help people with weight loss, right? Like when they're trying to figure out how to level up, us drinkers can be the example of how to level up. So, all right, y'all have a great rest of your night, and I will talk to you later. Bye, y'all.